Day 23, Winning Against Myself. Let's read this scripture from 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 25 to 27. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last. But we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, I do not run like a man running aimlessly. I do not fight like a man beating the air. No, I beat my body and make it a slave so that after I preach to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize. So, provoked by the inspiring stories of people who paid the price of sacrifice, let us not shrink back from our own challenges. As we read this scripture, we are challenged to ensure that we train our selfish desires so that we can run through life like a champion. What a cry from the Apostle Paul as he urges us to make sure we don't get disqualified by our actions. My son is a keen sportsman, and when he lived at home, we would often watch the athletics together. I think one of the worst experiences for these great athletes must be to think you've won the race as you cross the finish line, and then discover later you've been disqualified for breaking a rule. Maybe they had run just outside their track on the bend for a few seconds, but it was enough to get them disqualified and lose their gold medal. The agony on their faces at such times was terrible. So today, consider, what are the rules that sometimes you break that you need to discipline? We must discipline our bodies, our appetites, our actions, in order to become consistent winners. Just as the word sacrifice is unpopular today, the word discipline is disliked too. Basically, we do not like our comforts being challenged. We like to do things our own way without being corrected. So we need to recognize these traits in our natural behavior. But as those called to be champions, those who will pay the price and hit the mark, we need to live differently. The word disciple comes from the Latin word meaning learner. So the word discipline comes from the root meaning being one who is open to instruction and knowledge. In other words, a disciplined person is teachable and open to change. We will be eager to learn and adapt our life to improve and advance. We will appreciate the advice of a good teacher and let them coach our life, correcting errors and making changes to develop our skills. We will alter habits and improve our character, finances and personality. We will want to strive for the best and let others direct us. After observing great achievers, Henry Truman noted that they had a common quality and said this: "In reading the lives of great men, I found that the first victory they won was over themselves. Self-discipline with all of them came first." In my 20s, I had a serious road traffic accident. I needed intensive physiotherapy to learn to walk again. Week after week, I was disciplined in the physiotherapy department. Most of it was unpleasant and uncomfortable. I was amazed at how quickly I had become attached to my wheelchair and the sense of security it gave to me. When the physiotherapist asked me to get up from my chair, I felt irritated at the way she just grabbed me, moved my chair, and then asked me to walk. Fear overwhelmed me and I felt convinced that I would fail and fall. But under her strict supervision, I discovered I could work. My severely fractured legs were healed. I could balance once more. However, I had to learn to trust her instruction. Many times I wanted to argue and suggest that the standard was too high or her expectation was too great. But again and again, I found that if I listened, I could walk the distance. I could make the grade. So today, decide to enroll in the School of Training and discover you too can make the grade. So let us pray. Holy Spirit, today be my mentor and coach and train me for life. I pray that I will know a new level of discipline and obedience. Help me to respond with the right attitude and make consistent good choices with my life so that I can run my race well and qualify with excellence. Let me be someone who's not afraid of the challenge of discipline and hard work. Develop in my life a teachable attitude that loves your way. Thank you for helping me cross the line as a winner. Amen.